Airport security will be the responsibility of a new agency at the Transportation Department called the Transportation Security Administration, which also will be responsible for protecting other forms of transportation. President Bush has nominated John McGaul to lead the effort with the rank of Undersecretary. He's a former director of the Secret Service and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. City officials across the country say they need help and are eager to hear what the new agency will do. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
When the transportation secretary announced the choice of John McGaugh to head the new Transportation Security Administration, McGaugh had a short and humble response.
I am both moved and challenged by the opportunity to oversee and coordinate a national plan that establishes the highest degree of safety and at the same time functions with the least amount of disruption.
Mayors of U.S. cities, large and small, are scrambling to figure out what kind of security they need. Protecting Atlanta's airport, for example, is a huge job. Mayor Bill Campbell says the high-profile incident that closed down the airport just before Thanksgiving underscores the problem.
Our effort here was not only a national embarrassment, because one fellow running down the wrong way of an escalator, and in essence the entire air traffic system in America is affected. We've got to have a better sense of perspective about it. We cannot make our airports and airplanes so secure that nobody wants to fly.
The new agency is in the process of taking over airport screening and baggage handling nationwide. But the airports are only one of the places where setting up consistent security standards is a challenge. Campbell says he welcomes an agency that he hopes will help cities provide security in places that are not so apparent, including train stations, subways, buses, and even highways.
If we've learned nothing else from September the 11th, it is that terrorism is like an amoeba. It changes shapes, it changes forms, and it, in essence, seeks to become almost a part of our culture. And it can strike at any place, at any time, without any warning.
Extra security measures in Atlanta have cost about $15 million since the September 11th attacks, according to Campbell. He says that's a cost that cities cannot absorb without federal help. So one thing all cities will be looking for is additional funding. The federal government does provide some anti-terrorism assistance and training to the nation's 100 largest cities, but that doesn't help most of the 18,000 municipalities represented by the National League of Cities.
There has not been an ability or a focus at the federal level up until now on reaching out beyond this first initial 100 or so cities and large urban counties to help people prepare and be part of a national defense team.
Cameron Whitman is with the National League of Cities. She says city officials are looking for a real partnership with the federal government. Now cities are being asked to secure their own facilities and to help secure federal facilities, including nuclear power plants, dams, and land around military bases. But Whitman says no city has the money or the staff to do both.
We still need those people to continue to ensure the basic safety of our communities. That's been the job of our police and fire and EMS, and if they have to be reassigned to federal facilities, then we need to replace them with qualified emergency personnel and public safety personnel. And that right now is not possible because we don't have access to those sorts of funds.
Another major task is securing the country's ports. The Coast Guard and the police water patrols are responsible for monitoring ships and waterways around port cities. In Georgia, for example, about 2,000 ships have passed through the Savannah port this year, bringing with them about 1 million containers of cargo. Spokeswoman for the Georgia Ports Authority, Diane Strickland, says agents could use state-of-the-art video surveillance equipment.
It's impossible for the customs agents to inspect every container that travels through the facility. That we would incur extremely long delays. And so new types of equipment, such as a portable gamma ray scanner, would be very beneficial.
For years, city officials say federal agencies have been fighting over who's in charge of Homeland Security. City officials say they hope the Transportation Security Administration will not be another bureaucracy, but rather an agency that will provide real leadership for them. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.